Hey, podcast, this Bruce Chamoff may not make a great Terminator, and he'd probably be a terrible governor of California. Let's face it, he's no Conan, but Bruce is an amazing podcaster. Subscribe to this podcast or I'll be back. Become a successful podcaster.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it, build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Hey, it's Bruce Chamoff. I've become a successful podcaster, and I want to thank you all for listening to this episode and subscribing to the podcast. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. I get people, especially podcasters just like you, asking me how and why I became a podcaster. And more people are always asking me why I got into podcasting. So I wanted to give you my inspirational story. And I want to hear your inspirational story. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this question on Quora. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes and you can actually answer the question there. But I know a lot of you are asking me what inspired me to become a podcaster and also what inspired me to develop a podcast network that's been growing so fast with hundreds of podcasts. Now, I'm going to break up the answers to these two questions in two different podcast episodes. In this episode, I am going to answer the question, what inspired me to become a podcaster? And I want to get into it because a lot of you have already asked me this question, and I give the same answers all the time, but people wanted to actually hear the story about how I evolved into becoming a podcaster. So I'll give this to you, and hopefully this will wake up your inspiration, and maybe you'll do an episode on this. That'll be great. I want to hear your answers as well, so I'll start a QR question and post that as well. Let's get into it. I'm going to answer the very short answer, and then I'll get into it a little bit longer, and that is that I wanted to become a radio broadcaster all of a sudden. I really felt that I had a voice for it. I love playing music, and I always saw myself as a DJ on the radio playing music for my audience. And with that said, when I found the book by Blueberry Network's Todd Cochran in 2005 that was called Introduction to Podcasting, I really wanted to get into podcasting. At that time, I just wanted to become a radio DJ, and I felt that I would never be able to break into radio broadcasting. It might have been too hard at the time. I wasn't really sure because when I was in college, I wanted to get into my college radio station at Kane University in Union, New Jersey. And I just loved playing heavy metal at the time. And there was another college, which was Seton Hall University. They had a really cool radio station called WSOU. And that station played mostly heavy metal of the 80s. And I loved that station. And I wanted to play my favorite heavy metal songs for people. And I was hoping that I could actually get onto a radio station like that. Now, when I was in college, I did a lot. I got really involved because I wasn't really that involved in high school. And I wanted to make up for that in college. So what I did when I was in college, I got involved on the Communication Help Center, which was basically the help desk for helping people with their problems. And that was cool. I found that fulfilling. And I actually rose to become treasurer of the very next year, which is very cool. And throughout the year, I spent like 500 hours talking to people and helping them with their problems. I felt really good, but I wasn't fulfilled because I wanted to play music on the radio station. Now, I also rose to become the president of the management club, because I was majoring in marketing at the time. And that was a national organization called Society for Advancement of Management, which was all over the United States in different colleges. And I actually took that organization from something like 350 to the top 10, which was Kane University's chapter of it, which is really cool. Really big accomplishment on my part. And then believe it or not, in my junior year, I became the chairman of the assignments committee of the carnival, because every year, Kane University had a carnival, and I became the carnival committee's consignment chairman, It was really cool. And we would give stuffed animals out to all the fraternities and sororities for their games, when people play games at the carnival and they won stuffed animals and things like that. I thought that was really cool. So now, believe it or not, it was nice. I mean, even when I was on the carnival committee, I had a big fight with a guy from the amusement company, and he was not a nice guy. We got into a big fight. He ended up yelling at me, and it was crazy. I just wanted to be a DJ on the radio. And believe it or not, when I got into my senior year, they said that there were just too many DJs already, and they just didn't have any openings. So I was a little discouraged into breaking into radio, right? But the funny thing is that when I realized that I never really tried getting into radio, because I thought I had a good radio voice, 2005 came podcasting. And I was in the bookstore and I saw Introduction to Podcasting that was written by Blueberry Network's own Todd Cochran. And I picked the book up. It had a glossy silver cover with green lettering. It was really cool. And I immediately bought it. I saw a couple of pages inside. Like, we always read a couple of pages before we buy the book. And we couldn't buy much online back then with books. So I bought it. And the cool thing is, I got into podcasting, literally started my first podcast within a week of picking up that book. And that was called the Fresh Music Series. My podcast, it was called Fresh Music Series, where I played music. I wanted to promote my own music and the music of other people in other bands in the local area. And I did just that. That was so fun. And before I knew it, I wanted to promote other podcasts, not just my own. So I built an Long Island Podcast Network, which became the New York City Podcast Network later on, and will become the World Podcast Network in 2023. So now here I am, finally playing music. I am that DJ, that radio DJ I wanted to be in 2005 when I was back in college. That was such a cool feeling. And I was podcasting exactly like I would have if I was in college. And that was where podcasting started for me. I built a podcast network. I spoke at Podno 2006, I think, in New York City, where I was teaching people how to take advantage of their RSS feed for the podcast. It was really cool. And I've been podcasting ever since. I mean, I built the podcast network because I was a web developer. I knew how to do it, how to do database development. And I did that. And I mean, the New York City podcast network is so much better now than it was back then. But back then, we had no podcasting beforehand, right? Before 2005. And even when I was in college, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have web pages, mobile devices, smartphones. And we certainly had no podcasting microphones like we do now. There was no iPod. Podcasting was not even a term yet. So from those college days, you fast forward to 2005, and now all of a sudden, all this is becoming a reality, right? And then, because I wanted to really be a radio DJ, I also built a local radio station out of Flash. You guys remember Flash, right? We had that on the websites, and Flash didn't work that well with mobile devices. So they stopped using Flash about 2010. But I had a radio station in Flash where I was playing local music. It was really cool. And making money on ads. But I stopped podcasting at that time, and then podcasting kind of died out a little bit. It wasn't so popular until about 2016. And then I rebuilt the New York City Podcast Network and then started this podcast, Become a Successful Podcaster. And I really hope I'm helping you guys become successful. And that is my inspirational story. I am so happy to be a podcaster. I'm so happy to help you guys become successful, everyone who's listening to this. And I'm going to keep on podcasting because now I'm starting to have some really cool relationships with people, which is really great, and business relationships with podcasters. And I'm just going to keep on going. You guys are making me happy and making me want to keep on podcasting. All right, I'll see you guys in the very next episode of Become a Successful Podcaster. Rate us on Apple.